Now, the rest of the story. Today, the state of Wyoming is civilized. But once upon a time, Wyoming was a wide, raw, rugged region, almost a no-man's land. Used to be nobody went to Wyoming. Folks just passed through as quickly as possible on their way to California. That was during the 1840s, when thousands traveled by wagon train over the old Oregon Trail. But then slowly the Wyoming territory became populated, although the distinction between population and civilization was a dramatic one. Wyoming violence was not even glamorous. One gunfight in 1877, I got this from an old newspaper. Listen to this description of a gunfight in 1877. Charlie and Jim met in Shingle and Locke's saloon in Cheyenne. Both got drunk, got mean. Jim pulled a gun. Charlie said, "Wait, I'm unarmed." Jim agreed to let Charlie find a shooting iron. When Charlie returned a couple hours later with a weapon, he started blasting away at Jim. A half dozen shots were fired back and forth across the street. Even after Charlie fell, Jim ran up to him and shot him again in the leg. Charlie died of his wounds 2 weeks later. Jim was arrested and eventually released. Even as Wyoming won her statehood, July 1890, the wildest, woolliest chapter of her history was yet to be written. Of course, I'm referring now to the Range Wars, the battles of the cattlemen and the sheep ranchers, which lasted well into the 20th century. The cattlemen insisted that sheep devastated grazing ground, that they devoured everything to the roots and then crushed the roots with their sharp hoofs. And furthermore, cattlemen complained the very odor of the sheep put cattle off their feed. So the cattlemen did their best to isolate the sheep, to confine them to desert grazing areas. But many sheep ranchers, irate over the restrictions, deliberately crossed the invisible lines and ultimately paid with their lives. There were myriad ambushes and raids and shootings and lynchings over the years. Boys of 12 and 13 were numbered among the dead, and thousands of sheep were slaughtered. And yet there was another side to Wyoming's two-fisted rough and tumble, and that is the rest of the story. Today, Wyoming is known as the Equality State. Her motto is simply equal rights. The first state to elect a woman governor was Wyoming in 1925. In fact, Wyoming officially granted full political rights to women in its original state constitution drafted in 1889 and in its original territorial legislature in 1869. No other government in the world had given women complete voting and office-holding rights before Wyoming did so 118 years ago. Oh yes, Wyoming was wild and woolly in the old days. But it was not quite every man for himself. For the men were man enough to accept the peerage of women. They made no man's land everyone's land. And in the end, the West was won. And now you know the rest of the story.